WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.
Seattle has put a temporary nationwide hold on the president's immigration restrictions. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum with the latest on the legal wrangling.
It's a sweeping order that covers the entire country. The federal judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order that blocks all Customs and Border Protection agents from denying entry to anyone from one of the seven majority Muslim countries listed in the executive order. Washington and Minnesota joined together for this lawsuit, but attorneys general from 16 Democratic states vowed to fight the travel ban. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said in a written statement that they intend to appeal this decision as soon as possible and file a request for an emergency stay. He said the president has the right to block anyone from entering the U.S. if their interests might be detrimental to the country. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
And some airlines are already accepting passengers. I'm Barton Eckert. What a difference a couple of years make. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam now on what's behind a switch in the climate out west.
2 years ago, we had 92,000 square miles covering an exceptional drought throughout the U.S. state of California. Take it and fast forward to now, we have no areas within the entire state under exceptional drought. And guess what, folks? There's still more precipitation to come.
Latest miracle on 34th Street for Macy's could wind up being a sale of the company itself. Macy's stock soared 10% yesterday after the Wall Street Journal reported that Hudson's Bay, the Toronto and New York-based parent company of Lord & Taylor and Saks, might be interested in buying the iconic retailer. A new dating app will help people find romance with someone who hates the same thing they do. Hater launches next week. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Four arrests have been made in relation to the string of robberies of 24-hour drugstores and gas stations. Seven police agencies and the FBI have been working together for weeks to find out who was behind robberies that included areas CVS stores, Rite Aids, 7-Elevens, and a Sunoco station. At this time, the four have only been charged with one of the crimes. It's not known how many more they will face. If you visit Anne Arundel Medical Center, you might just see an unlikely pair roaming the halls. A pair of Golden Retriever Poodle Mixes are part of the hospital's pet therapy program and are making the days brighter for the center's patients. They do everything from visit the residents in their rooms to encourage them to work through their physical therapy by getting on the treadmills themselves. Over 70 police officers in Prince George's County have made accusations of racial discrimination in their department. While the chief had not actually received the complaint, in a press conference this week, he and the head of the Fraternal Order of Police have convened a panel to review practices, promotions, and disciplinary practices to see if there is any truth to the allegations. The panel has been planned for months, according to the department. One of the Hogs is up for the Hall of Fame again. Former Washington Redskin Joe Jacoby has been nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The offensive lineman has been nominated before, but if selected to be one of the five inducted this year, he would be the 20th Redskin player in the Hall of Fame, including another Hogs lineman, Russ Grimm. Inductees will be announced tonight at the awards show in Houston, Texas. WMAL Traffic and Weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, there is a road closure on Hayfield Road between Kingstown Village Parkway and Hayfield Road due to an earlier accident. If you're on the orange, blue, or silver lines between Foggy Bottom Station and Eastern Market Station, you may want to make some alternate plans because there are going to be intermittent closures with track work going on today. There is construction on the Chainbridge Road northbound between Fairfax Boulevard and 66 that has the road closed. And on Carroll Avenue Bridge at Sligo Creek, construction has that road closed. Today, sunny skies and 37 degrees for the afternoon high, 28 tonight for the overnight low, mostly cloudy tomorrow, and 49. It's 18 in Herndon, 19 in Gaithersburg, and 26 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros, selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and we have a lot to cover. Is your head spinning at the end of the week? I mean, people I talk to in the media and people I talk to up on Capitol, everybody's head's just spinning. At the end of the week, they're all drained. How are they keeping up on this stuff? How does he keep up on this stuff? How does the man do it? It is unbelievable. Well, he's taken his first weekend at Mar-a-Lago. That's right. I am talking about President Trump. And he arrived yesterday afternoon at the airport in West Palm Beach, and he was greeted by Melania, the first lady, and, of course, his son, Barron, there for the weekend, took the short hop over to Mar-a-Lago. Handful of staff, including Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, is there. And you probably heard that he is down there for an annual Red Cross fundraiser. They do it at Mar-a-Lago every year. There will be protesters. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper a little bit later on about that. Of course, people are fussing about the inconvenience to the air travel because they have a no-fly zone they now have to implement over Mar-a-Lago, because Mar-a-Lago is in the flight path to Palm Beach International Airport, depending on which runway you come in on. And that's one of the reasons why that never became the Winter White House, that Meriwether Post had actually intended it to be. Marjorie Merriweather Post had the home built, donated it to the government to be a winter White House. And unfortunately, because of its positioning in the flight path, they never went there. So Donald Trump got a deal on it, as he always says. You know, he bought that reportedly for under $10 million. If you've ever seen the estate, it is on Palm Beach Island between the lake and the ocean. It's unbelievably gorgeous, and he got it for under $10 million. Anyway, sorry for the digression, but it does give you a little sense of where he is this weekend and what he is doing. Now, Monday, he will come back to Washington. But before he comes to Washington, he is planning to visit CENTCOM. That's right, Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. So a busy weekend for the president. He has advisors down there, and they will be planning what Sean Spicer says, quote, is another big week of action on behalf of the American people. Well, among the action that he has taken in the past 2 days, of course, he signed the executive order that will direct the Treasury Secretary to review the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul from 2010. And that's his first step at scaling back some of the regulations on the financial services industry. He's called the law, quote, a disaster, said it failed to address some of the causes of the financial crisis. He also signed a presidential memorandum related to retirement planning, and the administration move will delay the implementation of an Obama-era rule that requires financial professionals who charge commissions to put their clients' best interests first when giving advice on retirement investments. It's the fiduciary standard that the Department of Labor was poised to implement, but the president has signed a memo on that to delay the implementation. Now, sanctions on Iran. You've probably heard about this. I mean, there's so much stuff. I don't know. Nobody knows where to begin, and nobody knows where to end. Because by the time you begin, there's another story.
Yeah.
I mean, likely by the time we get to 7 o'clock, he'll be hitting the Twitter feed again this morning. I mean, it's Saturday morning. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. But anyway, now, you know he imposed sanctions on Iran. Everybody's getting all worked up about it. Isn't it about time somebody, you know, took some action on some of these things? I mean, he took action on Iran after Iran violated a UN regulation, firing off a ballistic missile and, you know, teaming up with the Houthis, thinking they were hitting an American ship and they hit a Saudi ship. Oops. Might want to go back and take another reading course, sort of figure out what this says on the boat. But the bottom line is, here, Iran messing with us. All right? They're testing Donald Trump. Duh. Well, he tested back, as well he should. Sanctions on 25 individuals and entities, the opening salvo by President Trump. He has vowed a more aggressive policy against Tehran. Came 2 days after the administration had put Iran on notice following the ballistic missile test. I mean, I was proud to see Mike Flynn stand up there and say, quote, the Trump administration will no longer tolerate Iran's provocations that threaten our interests. The days of turning a blind eye to Iran's hostile and belligerent actions toward the United States and the world community are over. That's the way to do it. Efficiency. That's right. Now, of course, you know, people are getting a little upset that, you know, what does it lead to? What's next? Well, where were we leading anyway? All the people are doing all over the world is messing with us. So he's putting his foot down. See what happens. Well, unfortunately for him, a U.S. judge put his foot down, imposed a nationwide hold on the ban on travelers and immigrants from seven. This so grinds me. The label that the mainstream media now has put on these seven countries where there is a ban on travelers and immigrants, a temporary ban, this one is labeled seven predominantly Muslim countries. There were others that were seven majority Muslim countries. Why don't we say seven countries where there are terrorists and people who are posing a threat? Why do we have to bring the word Muslim into it to begin with? Because that's not what the ban's about. The ban is about the bad people. It's not about Muslims. But in order to kind of reinforce that narrative that they want to take against Trump, they use terms like seven majority Muslim countries or seven predominantly Muslim countries.
How about simply seven countries that could pose a risk due to limitations in vetting for immigrants and refugees? Wouldn't that be a lot clearer?
Let's take Muslim out of it because it doesn't have anything to do with it. Unless you just want to make Trump look as bad as you possibly can, which is the mission of many people in the media these days. We are at 6:16. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We will take a quick check of the traffic and weather, and then somebody from Hollywood actually making sense.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. In Alexandria on Hayfield Road, there's a road closure due to an earlier accident between Kingstown Village Parkway and Hayfield Road. On Chain Bridge Road in Fairfax, northbound between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66, there is road work that has the road closed. And if you are riding on the orange, blue, or silver lines between Foggy Bottom Station and Eastern Market Station, you may want to make some alternative plans because there will be intermittent station closures. It's 19 in Centerville, 25 in La Plata, and 26 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunshine today will be up around 40 this afternoon. Cool tonight, down to 30. For tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 52 for Sunday afternoon, and chilly on Sunday night, down to 36. Right now in Washington, we're at 26, and we're heading to 40 this afternoon. It is 6:17 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, and it is now official. The Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is promising to recommend another candidate soon to serve as the Army Secretary. Businessman Vincent Viola withdrew from consideration. Trump administration official confirmed the withdrawal Friday night. Military Times reporting that Viola cited his inability to successfully navigate the confirmation process and Defense Department rules concerning family businesses. You know, it is a shame that when we have successful business people who are trying to get into the government, that there is so much criticism, so much skepticism, so much mistrust. They just happen to be successful business people. Anyway, so we've heard from just about every musician and actor criticizing Donald Trump. There's a few of them out there. Scott Baio, John Voight. Actually saw John Voight at one of the inaugural events. Totally cool dude. I mean, he's a cool dude. No question about it. Smart boy. And passionate about what he believes in, passionate about this country. Well, you know, Matthew McConaughey, this guy's got the world on a string. I mean, you know, he's got the Lincoln endorsement deal for the cars. Successful movie actor. He's actually got common sense, too. He's talking to a British broadcaster, Andrew Marr.
Do you think it's time that maybe Hollywood and the cultural elite of America gave this guy a break?
Well, they don't have a choice now. He's our president. And it's very dynamic and as divisive of an inauguration in time that we've ever had. At the same time, it's time for us to embrace, shake hands with this fact, and be constructive with him over the next 4 years.
That's Matthew McConaughey. Reasonable approach, logical, impressive. So AP has a story. There's so many stories floating around out there we could choose from. But here's a good one, an interesting story. President Trump striking up an unlikely political bond with a Democrat. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
So Joe Manchin becomes one of the Democrats' best conduits into the new administration. Now, in Manchin, the report says that Trump sees the potential for a partner in a Democratic Party that has all but declared war on his agenda, which is true. In Trump, Manchin seems to see a lifeboat. West Virginia's only congressional Democrat is a centrist from a state that went overwhelmingly for Trump. He finds himself in the middle of the political hurricane sweeping through Washington. This is great. I mean, this is the Associated Press, right? Quote, furious Democrats are demanding complete resistance to Trump's agenda from their elected officials. Republicans see Manchin as one of the most vulnerable Democrats in next year's midterm races. Well, can't beat 'em, join 'em. Loving this Chuck Schumer. Was he digging himself deeper into the ground? Ugh. If you didn't care too much for him to begin with, I ain't making any more friends in a lot of places. Although, you know, of course, among his supporters, I'm sure he's championing everything just fine. But in terms of common sense, I mean, what happened to the honeymoon? This is interesting. This is from McClatchy News, the Washington Bureau. A Russian-tied tech firm named in a controversial dossier containing uncorroborated allegations about President Trump and the hacking of Democratic National Committee email accounts, announced late Friday that it has filed defamation suits against the online news site BuzzFeed, its editor-in-chief, and that former British intelligence agent. The lawsuits brought by XBT Holdings, a Cyprus-based company, which is owned by Russian tech magnate Alexei Gubarev. Now, lawyers for the firm filed the complaints Friday in London against the former spy in his company and against BuzzFeed and the editor-in-chief, Ben Smith. That one was filed in Broward County Circuit Court in Fort Lauderdale, where XBT's subsidiary, Webzilla, is headquartered. Now, this is the dossier that included, quote, as they say, quote, libelous, unverified, and untrue allegations regarding XBT, Webzilla, and Gubarev. Now, that's their statement. I'm quoting their statement, the XBT statement. BuzzFeed was not alone. Former spy Christopher Steele and his company, Orbis Business Intelligence in London, named as defendant in the London suit. Now, they made a statement to McClatchy. BuzzFeed spokesman Matt Mittenhall said last night, "We have redacted Mr. Gubarev's name from the published dossier and apologize for including it." So you will see that lawsuit developing in the weeks ahead. So, again, there is just so much news to report. Fortunately, we have our panel of experts joining us this morning. Jennifer Harper will join us shortly from the Washington Times. Cheryl Atkison is at Full Measure, great investigative journalist with some interesting stories about sanctuary cities that we're going to talk about this morning and possibility of how to defund those sanctuary cities. We'll talk with John Gizzi about the latest from the White House briefing room. He's been very busy there this week. So what is the tone? What is the attitude among the traditional White House correspondents and, of course, the new breed? You've seen the Skype interview questions coming in to the press room from around the country, talk show hosts, television stations. Wonder how the White House correspondents feel about that. We'll ask John Gizzi that question this morning. We'll talk to Mercedes Schlapp about the pace of the new administration and how it contrasts with other administrations, including the Bush 43 administration that Mercedes worked in. And we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the national security front. Of course, Iran, the sanctions with Iran, some of the dust-up with Iran and the Houthis attacking that Saudi ship this week, Russia, Ukraine, apparently one of the key Ukrainian military leaders was killed when his car exploded this morning in Ukraine. So no peace there today. It is 6:25. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is also Super Bowl weekend. Can't forget that. And we're going to head down to the Super Bowl coming up within the next half hour. We'll go down to Houston and get the very latest from Westwood One's Alan Skaya. So we got plenty to cover right here on the Saturday morning update. Do stay
with you us. Hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, or RP, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. The FDA has approved a prosthesis system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by RP. Known as the Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System and designated by FDA as a humanitarian device, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620, 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that restores some vision for those blinded by RP. Call 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus II is indicated for use in patients with profound RP who are 25 years or older with bare light or no light perception in both eyes and who have a previous history of useful form vision. Patients may not be eligible due to certain ocular diseases, conditions, or structures that could prevent the Argus II from working or a successful implantation or adequate healing from surgery or the presence of a metallic or active implantable device in the head. Side effects include conjunctival erosion or dehiscence, endophthalmitis, hypotony, retinal detachment, and dislodgement of the retinal tract.
Well, you never guess who's going to the Super Bowl. Vice President Mike Pence, scheduled to fly to Houston aboard Air Force Two tomorrow. He will be there as the Patriots face the Falcons. Did you know that no U.S. president has ever attended a Super Bowl? Pence will be the fourth sitting vice president to see the game in person. Al Gore went to the game in 1994. George H.W. Bush in 1982. Spiro Agnew, the first vice president to attend a Super Bowl game in 1971. And I'm sure, as you have heard by now, very great, great, touching story for the Super Bowl. Former President George H.W. Bush and his wife, Barbara, will conduct the pregame coin toss at the Super Bowl NRG Stadium tomorrow. That's great. We'll be watching.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
It's 602 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Over 70 police officers in Prince George's County have made accusations of racial discrimination in their department. While the chief had not actually received the complaint, in a press conference this week, he and the head of the Fraternal Order of Police have convened a panel to review practices, promotions, and disciplinary practices to see if there is any truth to the allegations. The panel has been planned for months, according to the department. One of the Hogs is up for the Hall of Fame again. Former Washington Redskin Joe Jacoby has been nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The offensive lineman has been nominated before, but if selected to be one of the five inducted this year, he would be the 20th Redskin player in the Hall of Fame, including another Hogs lineman, Russ Grimm. Inductees will be announced tonight at the awards show in Houston, Texas. Four arrests have been made in relation to the string of robberies of 24-hour drugstores and gas stations. Seven police agencies and the FBI have been working together for weeks to find out who was behind robberies that included areas CVS stores, Rite Aids, 7-Elevens, and a Sunoco station. At this time, the four have only been charged with one of the crimes. It's not known how many more they will face. Former SNL funny man Chris Kattan will be performing tonight at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House at 7 and 10. Fans can expect traditional stand-up from the comedian, as well as several visits from his much-beloved characters. The 7 p.m. show is sold out, but there are still tickets for the 10 o'clock show. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, there's construction in Bethesda on Wisconsin Avenue, southbound from Battery Lane to Cordell Avenue. Two right lanes are blocked there. They'll be blocked from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. In Alexandria on Hayfield Road, that earlier accident still has the road closed between Kingstown Village Parkway and Hayfield Road. Chain Bridge Road northbound in Fairfax between Fairfax Boulevard and 66 will be closed due to road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. It'll be sunny skies today, afternoon high of 37 degrees, 28 tonight for the overnight low, tomorrow mostly cloudy at 49. It's 26 in Dumfries, 20 in Fort Washington, and 26 at Reagan National. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and so I've been to EMP 180 Weight Loss for, I don't know, about a month now, and yes, I'm down 16 pounds. I'm telling you right out of the gate because that's what people are waiting to hear. Listen, most people start up at a gym because they want to lose weight. I get that. You probably started yourself around January 1st. Exercise is great for a million reasons, but ask your doctor. To lose weight, it's about nutrition. Sometimes we eat to celebrate, to cope with depressing times, or maybe out of boredom. Well, it hasn't been boring around Washington, D.C. these days. I don't need to tell you that. The point is EMP 180 focuses on all the triggers as well as creating habits and teaching me how to eat right. I'm starting to become a nutritional expert on my body and my relationships with foods. Get into EMP 180 Weight Loss. I tell everyone the hardest part of EMP is just opening their door. Let me open that door for you. Here's what you do. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620, 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter. Stop aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's always great to get the perspectives of Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Protests, even prior to President Trump taking over the White House, a protest this weekend in his own backyard, and he's not even at the White House.
Yeah, how about all of this? I mean, there seems like there's another big fat protest every 3 minutes here. They just kind of keep coming like clockwork. And indeed, as many folks know, President Trump has gone down to Palm Beach, Florida, to his beautiful estate down there, Mar-a-Lago. He has met his wife, Melania, and his son, Barron, down there. They're going to go to a Red Cross fundraiser and other pleasant things. Well, guess what? There's a major protest planned down there locally called March to Mar-a-Lago for Humanity. This is one of these big noisy treks. They're going to start at Trump Plaza downtown and going to head along a 2.5-mile route and will take them to within about a quarter mile of this particular property. And this is what they say. They're expecting, of course, thousands of people, and they are united against minority rule by the radical right and their fascist political agenda. So that's the kind of protest it's going to be. And, of course, law enforcement down there is keeping a very close eye on this. They're very concerned that if indeed there are thousands of these activists trying to get into the president's front yard, that they're going to tie up traffic and block the roads and so forth and so on. And according to Palm Beach Public Safety Director Kirk Bion, this is what he told the Palm Beach Post, he says, most of the people we have talked to, they're very reasonable and they want to get their message out. We are concerned about the few knuckleheads that want to create a chaotic atmosphere. So we shall see later on today whether or not the knuckleheads will be leading the parade or not.
Well, there is kind of a mini Rodeo Drive in Palm Beach. And once you get out of the little business district and head down A1A toward Mar-a-Lago, very narrow road there. And that clearly is going to cause traffic problems, to say the least.
Yeah, and also, of course, here in the nation's capital, we have yet another gigantic march to look forward to. And that is the March for Science. Apparently, all the scientists are going to get together on stage. I don't know if they're going to wear special hats or not, but they will be staging a giant protest march on the National Mall on Earth Day. So we have that to look forward to.
Maybe we should have a march against marches one day.
There you go.
So President Obama has resurfaced after leaving office. Hillary Clinton is back on the public stage this week?
Yeah, how about that? Of course, it was kind of perhaps a signal. President Obama was weighing in on national affairs. Gosh, I think it was only 10 days after President Trump assumed office, and I guess Hillary Clinton decided perhaps it was time for her to reemerge as well, kind of an instant comeback here. And here's what's happening with Mrs. Clinton. She has three major speaking engagements already lined up with Harry Walker, and folks who know the speaker circuit know that this is the exclusive Manhattan-based agency. They represent a huge array of celebrities and media folk and politicians, including former President Bill Clinton. And so she's got three major speeches already lined up, and we have to remember this is very familiar territory for her, very lucrative. And got, according to CNN, that between the two of them, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton made $153 million on their paid speeches in recent years. So, and after all the speeches get rolling again, there is the inevitable book. And Mrs. Clinton has already gotten a brand new book contract with Simon & Schuster to write her sixth book. This is going to be a collection of personal essays and all of the quotes, her favorite quotes that have inspired her, she says, over the years. She calls them her words to live by. So we may not be surprised if that's the title of the book as well. But she says she's going to reflect on good times, bad times, and absurd times of her political career. Interesting. And a little observation here from Michael Senato. He is a columnist for The Observer. This is what he has to say. Instead of writing a self-serving book about her own hard times, Clinton should write an apology to Democrats and progressives. But I think we talked about this before. Former President Obama and his wife, Michelle, are probably going to get book contracts for their memoirs as well. According to the New York Times, they estimate that the couple could get a $45 million publishing contract for their memoirs. So that's what's on the comeback trail, at least this week.
I have a great title for Hillary Clinton's books. Very simple. How in the world could I possibly have lost to Donald Trump? Okay, the media seems to be getting some criticism, not only from the White House, but from others. What is the latest in the media versus the Trump administration?
Well, gosh, it's kind of been a wild week, a wild couple of weeks for the media, and a lot of people, the public, is noticing that there are a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of outrage, a lot of overuse of the word chaos and confusion. Those were the operative terms in the media coverage for the past 2 weeks. It's just gone on and on and on, and been a bad week even for Punxsutawney Phil up there in Pennsylvania. He even got lousy poll numbers, but that's a different story altogether. But anyway, the media has been very melodramatic. A lot of people have noticed it's just been sort of nonstop outrage and anger, and I think they're probably frustrated because President Trump is just full speed straight ahead on the business at hand, and some people have noticed that he's kind of better at the media than the media is. But there are some people stepping forward to criticize what the media has to say. And this is a very interesting editorial from Investors Business Daily. And they say that any of the chaos out there are the results of false, misleading, and inflammatory claims spread by the Democrats, protesters, who were instantly in the airports, the mainstream press. And this, they say, has been going on since Trump took the oath of office. Again, they're blaming all the chaos on the media itself. And according to another very smart guy, this is Paroline columnist John Hinderaker, he calls it all hysteria all the time. He says the left's ability to go bonkers in lockstep is impressive. You have to give him credit for message discipline, if nothing else. He says on the left these days, craziness isn't just permitted, it is required. But there's a little progress made. Some people are deciding to back off of Trump. The South Park cartoon, a lot of people know they're very politically oriented. They've decided to stop covering Trump for a while after all of the, you know, how much ranting and raving can you do? And one media appearance of note that's going to be at the Super Bowl tomorrow, this is Bill O'Reilly. He actually has a interview with President Trump, which will be in the pregame show for the Super Bowl. Might take a look at that. Mr. Riley says it could be the most important interview of his life. So there you go. That's what's up with the media.
We've heard a lot of numbers tossed around this week about refugees. What do you know about reality and numbers in the media?
Well, you know, Rick, when we talk about immigration and the White House and President Trump's policies, it's a very, very complicated situation. And my advice on these things for anyone is always go to the numbers, the clear numbers, when we're talking about these complicated, emotionally charged issues, particularly when the media is in hysteria. And this is a huge Pew Research Center analysis. They went through and used statistics primarily from the United States State Department's Refugee Processing Center. So these are authentic numbers. They say that the United States admitted 84,995 refugees in the fiscal year ending September 2016. This is the most of any year during the entire Obama administration. They are saying that nearly 39,000 Muslim refugees entered the United States during that time period, the highest number on record. Muslims made up nearly half of refugee admissions altogether, they're saying, a higher share than Christians. Muslims made up 46% of the refugees coming in. Christians accounted for 4% of refugees admitted. So, again, if you want to make your own judgments, you can check out the Pew Research Center analysis or the State Department's own numbers. Again, they're also pointing out that the states that received the most refugees were Michigan, Ohio, Arizona, North Carolina, the state of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. And California, Texas, and New York received the absolute most. They received a quarter of the refugees. And in contrast, Arkansas, the District of Columbia, and Wyoming each resettled fewer than 10 refugees. Delaware and Hawaii took in none. So it's a very complicated situation, and it's going to take a while to weigh in on all of this, but those are just some current numbers about the numbers of refugees who are actually coming in and whether they're setting any records.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter by simply going to Harper Bulletin. It is 6:45. It is the Saturday Morning Update. We will take you live to Houston. Our Super Bowl report coming up next from Alan Skaya, but first a quick check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. There's a disabled vehicle with the left lane blocked on Route 50 eastbound at Route 197. On Hayfield Road, southbound near Telegraph Road, there's a downed pole. All lanes are blocked. There is a detour posted in the area. There was an earlier vehicle fire on Sheriff Road near Farmingdale Avenue that has cleared, but traffic could still be snarled up through there. Wisconsin Avenue southbound from Battery Lane to Cordell Avenue, there's some road work with the two right lanes blocked. Lanes will be blocked from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That time frame also impacts Georgia Avenue from Wayne Avenue to Colesville Road. Two right lanes blocked there as well. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be halfway decent today. We'll be up about 40 degrees in the sunshine. And for tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 52. It's going to be chilly overnight tonight down to 30, and then for Sunday night, our overnight lows down to 36. Right now in Washington, it's 26. We're heading up to 40 this afternoon, and currently 6:46 in the nation's capital.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, we're talking about Donald Trump, we're talking about politics, we're talking about the Democrats, and this weekend we are talking about football because it is Super Bowl 51 weekend. Alan Skaya is in Houston this morning. Alan, thank you for being with us on WMAL.
You bet. Glad to do it.
All right. You're there. One thing that might help put it in perspective is the scope of what goes on around the Super Bowl. Now, we see the focus on the stadium and, you know, the overhead shots of the stadium and the front marquee of the stadium. But the Super Bowl itself, the whole celebration, it just spreads out all over the place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, yeah, so the entire city is just wrapped up in the Super Bowl. You know, it's not just the stadium. There's a park right in the middle of downtown Houston that's, 10 miles away from the stadium where they're having the NFL fan experience. And so you'll have people coming and going from that park as well, from the convention center in Houston as well. And so, yeah, it really just locks up a lot of the different venues where any place where a crowd can gather. Even yesterday, the commissioner of the NFL was talking with fans at the House of Blues in downtown Houston. And so just about any place you can fit a crowd of people, They've been using it, and they say that, you know, more than 100,000 people have come to Houston for the Super Bowl, but attendance at all these different things, if you combine all of the attendance, it's going to top 1 million. And so even if, you know, people are going from event to event, but they just say that these crowds are coming and going just constantly all day.
Now, when you're there, you're probably seeing people scalping tickets. You're hearing about scalp tickets. And some of the reports I've heard this year are the scalp prices are not what they've been in the past. What are you hearing on that as we get close to game time?
Yeah, the scalpers were really hoping the Dallas Cowboys were going to go deep into the playoffs because that would have been essentially a home game, and you would have had a ton of people coming down from Dallas, making, you know, a 3-4 hour drive down here. As soon as the Cowboys got eliminated from the playoffs, you started seeing the prices on StubHub going down just because there wasn't a home team in the Super Bowl. And so it's still going to cost you $2,000-$3,000 to try to find a knockoff ticket from somebody, but that's lower than it would have been last year for last year's mm-hmm. Super Bowl. And so it still comes with a warning, though, from Homeland Security and from local police saying, don't buy that scalp ticket. Don't buy it from a reputable source.
A lot of stories, of course, about Super Bowl security, especially with recent protests and violence around the world. What stands out to you about what you see in the security and the planning?
Well, the security, it's very tight, and you see police, and you see people in uniforms, whether it's a Houston police officer, a county sheriff's deputy, or a federal officer. They're very visible, and they make a point of being very visible. They don't do a lot of undercover operations because they want you to see them. And they put out a warning earlier this week that they are going out. They are just kind of fanning out, trying to into neighborhoods, into, you know, anywhere where there might be a spike in crime, just to kind of tamp everything down to make sure that people are going to feel safe. You know, this is a time when you've got more than 100,000 people have come from all over the world. They don't know what parts of Houston are the safest or what parts of Houston have high crime. They're just going to kind of go out and wander around. And so they want people to feel safe here. And so, yeah, there's a very visible presence. And actually, it gets in the way of commuters. You know, you can't. Yeah, a lot of the roads downtown are shut down just because they've got a security perimeter set up around the stadium.
And we saw reports of a crackdown on prostitution prior to the Super Bowl, and we know there was a similar crackdown prior to one of the national party conventions in Houston. So they take security very seriously down there on all fronts. Wanted to ask you about the halftime show. Now, Lady Gaga had her press conference earlier in the week, and she was talking about celebrating inclusion and the spirit of equality. Reportedly, she's been told not to mention Donald Trump by name. Are you hearing anything in terms of whispers or rumors about what may happen in the Super Bowl halftime show? Not necessarily politically, but just in general about what she may perform, if she's going to have any special guests pop in?
Yeah, she's been very close to the vest on that. You know, we had a chance to talk to Lady Gaga earlier this week, and yeah, she said, you know, she built her career on that idea of inclusion, on making people feel like they're being included, and that's all she'll say about what she's going to say, if anything, about Donald Trump. But she also said she didn't want to give out her playlist. I remember she was talking to Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw said, you know, he said, hey, what are you going to sing? And she said, no, I'm not going to tell you. I want it to be a surprise. And then Terry Bradshaw started asking if Lady Gaga had said, my grandmother is a huge fan of yours. And Terry Bradshaw said, well, is she a single lady? Can you hook me up with her? Lady Gaga kind of diverted all of those questions about what she's going to do, you know, whether she's going to, you know, descend from the rafters or how she's going to put on her show, just saying that she wants it to be a surprise for people.
All right, one thing we haven't mentioned is the two teams, the Falcons and the Patriots, are actually playing in the game tomorrow. Anything stand out to you from what you've seen, heard about late reports on the teams, or even just what you're seeing in terms of the fans, the numbers of fans, or one city, you know, have more fans coming in than others that are visible to you?
Now, I would say both teams have their cadre of fans that are very vocal, they're very visible, and they're very excited to be here. You know, I talked to Eli Manning from the Giants yesterday, and he said he's been texting with the Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan he's been saying, hey, do you have any advice for me? Because I know you've had success against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And he said, no, I just texted him back, just keep throwing the ball to Julio, to Julio Jones, their receiver. Like, just keep throwing to him, play your game. Because it's the Super Bowl, don't get away from what has made you guys successful all the way up to the Super Bowl. And that's one of the things that he said, you know, the players have to think about that. When that's your first trip to the Super Bowl, you need to focus on the game. Don't focus on the pageantry.
Alan Skaya, live for us this morning with Westwood One in Houston for the Super Bowl. Enjoy the game tomorrow, Alan. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
You betcha. 6:54, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it. Today, listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
In celebration of the Chinese New Year of the Rooster, receive a new patient acupuncture evaluation and 30-minute massage for just $99. Offer valid through February 4th. For details and to purchase, visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Control Blood Pressure Without Drugs on Wednesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
6:58, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL Super Bowl weekend, of course. And coming up in the next hour, it's a Super Bowl lineup. We will talk with John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax, and you might have seen a lot of him in the news conferences this week in the White House. We'll talk to John about the ambiance in the White House briefing room, the difference between the Obama briefing room and the Trump briefing room. Also, we'll get the very latest on the cabinet nominations. Oh, is that ever going slow? Not Trump's fault either. Mercedes Schlapp will join us from the Fox News Channel, and we're going to talk to Mercedes about kind of the pace of the entire first 2 weeks and what that means moving forward for Republicans and Democrats, as well as the administration. And we're going to be talking with Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure. Check in with her on sanctuary cities. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us, and we're going to talk with Tony about Iran, the sanctions, what's next, also Russia and Ukraine, all coming up, 7 o'clock hour, Saturday Morning Update.
Getting ready to downsize? Get Eric's must-read report on when the best time to sell or buy a home in 2017 will be. Call right now, 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. That's 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call Eric now at 1-888-ERIC-STEWART or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.